Stork, Prayer Cross, Scavenger's Daughter. These tools were used to break the spirit of unruly prisoners. Being in a restrained position or unnatural pose greatly undermines the health of a person, causing intense pain throughout the body. While these devices may come in different forms, the principle was very much the same. The iron staples of the stork fettered the neck and limbs of a man. The cervical spine, the tendons of the legs and hands, and the fibers of most muscles came to extreme strain, increasing with every second. The body gradually weakened. The victim would vomit, fret as if in a fever, and quickly lose strength. The man clad in the scavenger's daughter was experiencing additional strain in his limbs as he had to kneel on the ground, bending at his elbows. The prayer cross was very much the same, only the limbs and the neck were chained. The chain's length limited by the arms of a metal cross. The victim lay on the cold ground in a crucified pose, and any movement elicited a response of mocking rings from the rusty chains.